Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. We are under an open heaven on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We glorify. We bless his precious name. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come out to join us on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. We bless the Lord for you for taking the time out. We do realize that there are so many other places that you could be, amen, but you have elected to be here with us, and for this, we give God thanks and we give God praise. We pray on tonight that you have come very intentional, that you have come, amen, expecting the Lord to do something, amen, expecting a move of God, expecting answers, expecting directions, amen, whatever it is that you came expecting, amen, from the Lord. We pray, amen, that you have come with your faith to receive it on tonight, amen, for we know that there is absolutely nothing that is too hard for God, amen. Nothing's too hard for God, no situation, no circumstance is too hard for him. Amen. Glory to God. So we pray that you came bringing your all before the altar of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For we know that he shall supply our every need. Amen. So tonight we give God thanks. Tonight we give him praise. We give him glory on tonight. Amen. We pray that you've had a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. We pray that you took time out to be in the presence of the Lord on tonight. Amen. We pray, people of God, that amen, Jesus, you took some time out just to be with the Lord. Amen. Whether it was at the very beginning, at the top of your day. Amen. But somewhere along the line, we pray that you took time out to be with the Lord. Amen. We give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Again, for each and every one of you, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank God for our international listeners. We are expanding now into 42 countries. And we give God praise for wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you. We thank God on tonight. We glorify him for those of you that are listening from the Isles of the Sea, those that are listening from this, amen, continental U.S., amen. We just, wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you, amen. The north, the south, the east, the west, wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you for joining us on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Truly, we can say the Lord has been good to us, amen. He has. We thank him on tonight, amen, for his life, for he gave his life that we might live. And for this, we give God thanks, and for this, we give God praise, amen. We bless him, amen. We glorify him. We honor him on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message or two to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive, amen. Let them know this is the place that they need to be. Amen. Let them know that truly there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Let them know, amen, there's a word from the Lord every night. Amen. But when we gather together in his name, amen, he's in the midst. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, he provides and he does, amen, glory to God, exactly what we need. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. He transforms our mind. Glory be to God. He heals our bodies. He restores our soul. Amen. He delivers us from situations. Amen. Glory to God. That are too hard for us, that are too much for us. Amen. Because we yield to his will. Amen. That the will of the Lord might be done. Amen. And for this, we give God thanks again. We give him praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you for coming in on tonight. Thank you. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead and invite someone to come in. Invite a couple of people to come in. Glory to God. Invite them, invite them, invite them. Amen. We thank God tonight for however you're listening. We thank God for those that are listening via radio. We thank God for those that are listening, glory to God, via Amen, Jesus, the Facebook, our Facebook page, Amen, Jesus, glory to God, the Prayer News Network Global Facebook page, Amen, you're there listening, Amen, we've plugged in there, Amen, we've plugged into the new ReArc Prayer Group as well, Amen, so you can go to any of those means as well. Don't forget, Amen, Jesus, the podcast, Amen, those that are listening via the internet, amen, you can listen, amen, via podcast, amen. So we are plugged in, plugged in, plugged in, people of God. We are getting this word out by any means necessary. We're getting this word out, amen, to the masses, to the world, amen. Glory to God. We're getting it out, people of God, amen. And because we know it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all would be saved. Amen. And we're praying that something along the way, some word along the way, amen, Jesus, glory to God, will cause your life to be changed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Transform, amen, out of the kingdom of darkness, amen, into the kingdom of light. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless and we glorify him. Amen. Glory to God. For if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough. it will not be enough to give God praise. It will not be enough to glorify and to magnify him. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thank you for coming in. Thank you. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God for coming on in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting others to come in. Amen as well. Amen. We forgot to mention those that are calling in. Amen. Those that are actually calling in with us here. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to say to all of our listeners, amen, if you desire, amen, to come to the platform or to speak or to bring your prayer request, you can do that. Amen, Jesus. You, amen. Just dial in. Amen. Dial into the platform, and that number is 339-209-6891. Again, 339-209-6891. So again, if you desire to, amen, bring your prayer request, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, you can certainly do that, amen, at the end of, amen, the service on tonight. If you desire to bring forth your prayer request, again, if you're listening by any of those modes and you want to actually come in to speak to bring your prayer request, that number again is 339-209-6891. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Again, each of you, we thank God for all of our leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. Amen. For our leaders. Amen. For God has given us leaders after his own heart. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. For truly he, oh my God, but he is the bishop. Amen. Glory to God. Our Lord, he's the bishop of our souls. So he watches over us. Amen. Glory be to God. And he leads and he guides and he directs us, people of God, into the place where he would have us to be. Amen. For we are the planting of the Lord. Amen. And he's yet in control of each and every one of our lives. For we give God thanks again. We give God praise. Amen. For him on tonight again, for our leaders. We thank God. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For our senior bishop. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins James and our presiding bishop on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of the women of God that stand by the side of these men of God, amen, as they carry forth, amen, the ministry of Jesus Christ, amen. Thanking God tonight, amen, for our PNN advisors. Thanking the Lord for them, amen. The Lord has called them to this work, amen, called us to this work, amen, and glory to God, set our hands to do his will and his bidding in the earth. So we thank God for all of our PNN advisors, amen, from different ministries, but they have availed themselves in the work in this outreach ministry. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for them. Glory to God, they didn't have to do it, but we thank God that they yielded to the will of God, amen, to be a help, amen, to be a great, great help in this ministry. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Thank God for our prayer warriors. Amen. Each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. Amen. The Lord is doing a beautiful, beautiful work in their lives. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Taking us out of our comfort zones. Amen. But glory to God, we are truly led by the Spirit of the Lord. So we thank God for all that he's doing in their lives. Amen. Glory be to God, for we're seeing the Lord grow them up. Amen. Expand them. Amen. And for this, we give him thanks and we give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your dedication. Amen. We thank God for you for helping us to get this word out about this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. Jesus, glory to God again. Thank you as you're continuing to come on in. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus, and we are again excited that you are joining us on tonight. Amen. And we are, amen, getting prepared for the word, amen, that shall come forth on tonight, a prepared word, amen, that the Lord has prepared for us, amen, by his messenger. Amen. So tonight we just want you to bring your hearts in on tonight. Amen. We have a, amen, word of prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And we just want you, amen, to get your pencil and your paper ready. Get your pencil, your paper ready, people of God. Amen, Jesus, because truly there's a word from the Lord. Amen. We want to let you know as well that you can get a recording. You can get the recording of this broadcast afterwards. We're going to give you two numbers, amen, whereby you can text and let us know that you would like to get a copy of it, or you would like to have a copy of it, and we will certainly send it to you. Amen. Glory be to God. So now, people of God, we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, bring your heart and your mind in. Bring your heart and your mind on in on tonight, amen, as we prepare to sanctify the line on tonight, amen. We know that we can't go to God any kind of way, amen, Jesus, but we got to be clean. We got to be pure. And we always ask the Lord to look upon us. And if there's anything within us that's not like him, glory be to God, we pray, amen, Jesus, that he would pardon our sins, amen, forgive our sins and pardon our iniquities, amen. Glory be to God. So bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, amen. Let us go before the throne of grace, amen. Glory be to God. The song says,
thank the recording has started.
You, Lord, oh, I thank you, Lord, open you, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Oh, Lord, you've been so good. You've been so good, and I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Come on, people of God, let's give him thanks. Let's give him praise on tonight. Let's glorify, let's magnify the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Let's magnify him for his goodness. Let's magnify him for his grace on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and bless his name. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on and bless his name on tonight. Glory to God, because he's worthy. Come on and bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory on tonight. Glory to God, and we just bless his name. We bless his name on tonight. We bless his name on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless his name on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless his name. We bless his name. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you. Glory to God. We praise you on tonight. We praise you. Glory to God as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Glory be to God. We're grateful. Hallelujah. We're grateful. Oh, God, and we come to bless your name on tonight. We come to bless your name on tonight. We come to bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. Here we are yet again, oh, God. We've come into this place, glory to God, with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts on tonight. Father, we're asking you on this night to have your way. Father, we're asking that you would have your way in the midst of us, your people. Glory to God, from nation to nation, from city to city. Glory to God, those that have gathered to this place, assembled in this place. Glory to God, in this place. Glory be to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Look upon us tonight. Glory to God, for your eyes go to and fro in the earth. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us, glory to God, as we come before your throne of grace. We're coming on tonight, oh God. We're coming, oh God, because we need you. We're coming, oh, glory be to God, because, oh God, hallelujah, we know that you are the answer. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah. Some are coming with needs. Some are coming, glory to God, with desires on tonight. Father, but before we ask anything, oh, glory to God, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us, oh God. We're asking you to forgive sin on tonight. Father, we're asking that you pardon iniquity on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, to look within, oh God. Look in us, are you? Oh God, look within on tonight. Oh God, look at the hearts of your people on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you to deliver on tonight. We're asking you to set free on tonight. Father, we're asking you to take the blinders off of the minds of your people. Take the blinders, oh God, off of the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. Cause us to see, oh God. Cause us to see. Oh, glory be to God. Cause us to see, Amasa, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to see that we need you, God. Cause us to see, glory be to God, that we are nothing without you, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Cause your eyes, oh God, to go to and fro on this line, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you tonight. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you to deliver tonight. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you tonight to move upon this line. We're asking you tonight to move upon this people in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Let us not leave this line tonight as we came upon it in the name of Jesus. Father, but do a circumcision. Do a circumcision of the heart in the name of Jesus. Do a circumcision. Circumcision of the spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, root out today. Oh, God, root out wickedness. Root out hypocrisy in the name of Jesus. Root out tonight. Oh, God, every lying tongue in the name of Jesus. Root out tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Every barrier. Root out tonight. Oh, God, the spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. Root out tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, root out tonight. Hey. Oh, glory to God. Father, root out tonight. Root out of the Messiah. Father, root out darkness. Root out wickedness. Root out witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. And show forth your glory. Show forth your might. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Oh, God, I am summer. Oh, God, do it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Uproot tonight. Uproot tonight. Overturn. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you. Every source that's not of you to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, do it tonight. Oh, God, do it tonight. Oh, God, cause there to be a shaking. Cause there to be a shaking. Oh, God, in an overturning on tonight. In the precious name. Oh, glory to God. Uproot form. Uproot formality. Oh, God, uproot religion tonight. Oh, God, it calls your righteousness to be revealed. Cause your righteousness to be manifested. Set your people free. Set your people free. Set your people free. Glory to God. Set your people free. Oh, God, thank God. Set your people free. Oh, God, by your spirit. Only you can do it. Only you can heal bodies, oh, God. Only you can heal. Only you can make whole. Only you can deliver. Yeah, God, only you can deliver. Oh, glory to God, by your strong arm and by your might on tonight. In the name of Jesus. In your Yahweh. Yes, God. Father, move by your spirit. Move against wickedness on tonight. Move on tonight. Hey, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, move in the earth on tonight. Move on the earth, he said, God. Move in the earth on tonight. Oh, God, set your angels. Oh, God, set them array. Oh, God, cause them to fight. Cause them to do battle. Oh, God, for your kingdom, saints, for your people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're thanking you all tonight. We're thanking you for breaking the ban of wickedness. We're thanking you all tonight. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. Elena Messiah. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. Elena Messiah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight for moving healing on tonight. Thank you for moving in healing. Father, we thank you for healing the bodies of your people. Oh, God, some come standing in need. Oh, God, of a healing on tonight. Father, but we're asking you to move. Oh, God, move, and we curse every infirmity. And we say, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Set the people free in the name of God. In the name of Jesus. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, he almost say. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for moving upon the souls. Thank you for moving upon the souls of your people. Oh, God, whatever situation, oh, God, whatever trauma has taken place, for you are the healing balm of Gilead. Whatever hurt, whatever void on tonight, oh, God, even the grieving hearts on tonight, we're asking you to move, move, oh, God, move by your spirit, move, oh, Master, move upon the heart. Oh, God, cause your healing, Messiah. Oh, God, cause your healing. Oh, God, the healing balm of Gilead, the healing balm, the healing balm. Move upon your people. Move, oh, God, move upon the hurts. Oh, God, for you know, you see. Oh, God, right where the hurt is. God, go to the hurt. Go to the source in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we're asking that you will touch. We're asking that you will touch on tonight. We're asking that you will heal on tonight. We're asking that you will restore on tonight. We're asking that you will lift on tonight. Lift on, Babosa. Lift on, Son of Abahaya. Lift the burdens on tonight. Lift, Hayaya, Babosa. Oh, God, lift the grief on tonight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and cause them to feel your love. Cause your people to feel your love. Cause them to feel your comfort. Cause them to feel, oh God, the blessed assurance. Oh God, that you're with them. According to your word, you said you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us, oh God. Cause your people, oh God, to feel the spirit of comfort. Oh God, even in our Messiah. Even now, in the name of Jesus, cause your people, oh, God, to come to the trust in you. Oh, glory be to God. Come to the trust. Oh, God, that you'll do just what you said you would do. Father, every situation, every circumstance that's weighing on the very heart, that's weighing on the very strings, Father, somebody's heart, oh, God, is so heavy. Oh, God, but on tonight. We said lift on tonight. We said lift on tonight. Lidi be Messiah. Father, lift on tonight. Ida mama. Oh, God, he almost said, God, he almost in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Somebody's heart is broken tonight, Father, but we know that you're a restorer. You know, God, oh, God, you are the restorer of the breach, Father, and we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for moving upon the broken places, the relationships, the circumstances, oh, God, that just didn't come together. Father, you are the repair of the breach. But we lean and depend on you. We glorify you. Oh, God. Oh, my, oh, glory. Hey, God, we're the lady of Osaka. We're leaning and depending on you. Father, we're trusting on you. Glory be to God. We're trusting on you. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We're thanking you on tonight for meeting the needs of your people all over the land. We're thanking you on tonight. Meeting needs on tonight. Oh, God, that seemingly there was no way. But we're thanking you this night. We're thanking you in this hour. We're thanking you, oh, God, for moving in miracles, for moving in signs and wonders. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it right now, making waves out of no way. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God for overturning. Oh, God, for opening doors. Oh, God, that the enemy shut. But we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for opening doors unto your people. We thank you tonight. Thank you for provisions. Thank you for high. Oh, God, thank you tonight. Oh, God, those blessings that lie. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, for the unexpected blessings. But we thank you tonight, oh, God, for every good and perfect gift comes from you. And we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for again touching the bodies of your people. Thank you for healing, glory to God, way down from the inside. Oh, God, from the very marrow of the bones. Oh, God, all the way out to the extremity. Oh, God, of the ha-ya-se-ka-ba-sa. Oh, God, to the extremity. Oh, God, of the very hairs of the epidermis, of the very hairs. Oh, God, from the inside out. Oh, glory to God, from the top. Oh, God, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Oh, God, cause your healing virtue. Cause your healing virtue. Oh, God, go throughout these bodies. Go throughout these bodies. Go throughout these bodies. Oh, God, hear the Messiah. Go throughout these bodies, hey, God, even now. Oh, God, your healing virtue. Hey, God, cause it to move. Oh, God, throughout the earth, even now. Oh, God, even in the winds, even in the winds, even in the winds. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you, oh, God. We're thanking you. We're thanking you. Oh, God, for your people on tonight, your people, your people, your people, your people, we thank you. Thank you for deliverance on tonight. Thank you for delivering your people from adverse situations. We're thanking you for arresting the soul of your people from the hand of the enemy. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and even, oh, God, our government, even officials on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Because we know that you're yet in control. Our hope is in you. And, Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you. 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 Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God. But they can do nothing, oh, God, except you allow. But, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your blood covering. And we're thanking you for making provision for your people. Oh, God, for you've always made provision, God, and we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you now, oh, God. We're asking you, glory to God, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to touch your speaker tonight. Touch your servant on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would touch him now, glory to God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We're thanking you tonight for your word. Thank you for your word, oh, God, that you prepared for your people. Cause it to fall on good ground. cause it to fall on good ground, on fertile ground. Oh, God, move upon your people. Move upon the word spoken now. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do declare we decree it shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish all that you said unto. And, Father, for this we thank you. Bless him and strengthen him now. Strengthen him, oh, God, cause your anointing to rest even so upon him. Oh, God, your anointing that makes preaching easy, makes teaching easy. Father, we're thanking you for touching the ears of your people. Cause us to hear. Cause our spiritual ears to hear. Cause our natural ears to hear. We do bind up every distraction now. Every distraction that comes to distract tonight, Father, we bind it up and we cast it out. Even now, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for clarity. Clarity of understanding. We thank you. We bless you now. We honor. We glorify you. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory that you set upon us now. We thank you for your dome of protection. And this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, and we shall be covered. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. In this, thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. In every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Holy Ghost. Somebody just say amen, Holy Ghost, amen. We bless the Lord, amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We do give God thanks again, amen. We can just listen, people of God, listen, we owe him a praise. Amen. We owe him a praise for all he's done, all he's yet to do. Amen. And we thank God tonight for his servant on tonight. Glory to God. Of course, as we always say, he's no stranger to the line. Amen. But he certainly is one of our advisors. Amen. And we thank God for him. Amen. For walking with us through the journey. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. For his voice, for his stance in holiness. Amen. Glory to God. Declaring, amen, always declaring, amen, that holiness is right. Amen. We bless God for him on tonight. He is one of our PNN advisors. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight, and we want you to receive with us on tonight none other than Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Holmes. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Amen to all of God's people. Amen. We greet you once again in the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Amen. How the Lord has blessed us. Songwriter says, amen, just one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time. Amen. We thank you for, amen, allowing us to come back, amen, into your presence. Amen. Into your homes, your workplaces, your automobiles, wherever you may be at this particular time. We thank you, amen, for allowing us to come, amen, unto you once again in the name of the Lord to speak a word, amen, in behalf, amen, of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the woman of God, amen, our visionary and founder of this great Prayer News Network. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for your obedience, because if it had not been for your obedience, there would be no Prayer News Network, amen, that has been established in the earth over a year, amen, headed for 2 years, amen. This is the Lord's doing, amen, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We're so grateful just to be a part of this great work, amen. We did not know that, amen, this was going to become that, amen. We were going to, amen, be where we are in this ministry, but I'm so grateful that God saw fit, and he saw something in me that he can use, amen, to help this prayer line, amen, and just to be a part, amen, of something great. Amen. I love outreach ministry. Amen. If you know anything about me, amen, I'm not so much an indoor house preacher. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I can't preach in house. I do preach in house. But, amen, my true, amen, love is, amen, outreach ministry. Amen. I love getting out in the streets. I love rolling up my sleeves. Amen. Going down in the valleys and going down in the gutters of, amen, of life. Amen. To bring somebody up out of the gutters and bring them to the Lord. Amen. This is what God called us to do, that we should be witnesses unto him. And I praise God, amen, for, amen, this night. Amen. And I feel like, amen, this is, amen, a night of revival. Amen. In behalf, amen, of me, amen. Feel like, amen, God, amen, is taking us in a direction of, amen, a two-night revival, if you want to call it that. Amen. Earlier, amen, during this year, amen, early during this year, amen, when the new year began to come in, the Lord began to lay it on my heart, amen. He didn't direct me to a certain place, but he just going to put the thought in my spirit, amen, to go somewhere and run, amen, amen, a couple of nights of revival. And I was waiting on the Lord, amen, for direction, amen, and to open up the door, amen. But then as the new year came in, amen, the numbers, amen, of the COVID, amen, situation began to, amen, rise tremendously. And the Lord began to just kind of lead me just to be still, amen, and just to wait on his timing. And that's what I began to do. But how many of you know that God always has a way of provision already made if we be still and know that he is God? Amen. The door began to come open where, amen, the two-night revival began to come through, amen, this line, the Prayer News Network. Amen. Last night we came to you, amen, out of God's word, talking about, amen, the greatness of our God. Amen. Truly the greatness of our God. Our God is a great God. Amen. And we love the Lord tonight. We're saved through the precious blood of Jesus. We're sanctified through the truth. Amen. We do have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with fire. Amen. And that with water. Amen. To go on in his holy name. Amen. To see what the end is going to be. Amen. I heard about the end, but I want to see it for myself. I read about the end, but I want to see it. Amen. I want to behold it with my own eyes. Amen. About, amen, that city, New Jerusalem. Amen. So we've just blessed God tonight. Amen. We're going to, amen, do what thus said the Lord and move on out the way. Amen. The evangelist has already prayed the prayer of, amen, setting our hearts and our minds, amen, in order to receive the Lord. But, amen, I'm just going to pray in behalf of me. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, we thank you, we praise you for another opportunity to come before your great people. Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Father God, I come to you, acknowledge you tonight, knowing that I need your help. Father God, I pray and ask you that you would touch these lips to clay, that I may speak only thy words, not any of my opinion, not any of my words, but Father God, that I may declare your words, oh God, that have already been written and established and settled in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be accepted in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Let your people be blessed, healed, saved, and delivered through your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We also take time. Amen. Protocol has already been established. But, amen, we do give honor where honor is due to all, amen, of our great leaders, amen, that the Lord has placed in our lives. Amen. Thank God, amen, even for, amen, my leaders, my late apostle, amen, amen, Samuel, amen, Hogue Sr., amen, to, amen, my Northern District Bishop, amen, to, amen, my beloved late Southern District Bishop, amen, to my local pastor, amen, Pastor Mark Hogue, Lady Kalita, amen. We do honor the men and women of God, amen, that, amen, are laboring in the vineyard for the Lord. Amen. So we do give God the praise. And before we go into the Word of God, it's a little, amen, portion of the song on my heart that I want to sing to tie into the Word of God tonight. Amen. I don't profess to be a great singer, but, amen, when the Lord lead me to do, amen, I rely on the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, to see me through. Amen. I want you to pray for me and pray with me. And the song, amen, that's on my heart tonight that I want to sing, amen, is take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Lord, anything that's not like you, take it away from me. Lord, anything that you're not pleased with, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. All those habits I cannot break, those simple ways I cannot shake, those things I can't seem to forsake, take it away from me. Take it away from me. All those habits I cannot break, all those simple ways I cannot shake, those things I can't seem to forsake, take it away from me. Please, Jesus, take it away from me. Ooh, take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Lord, search my heart and search my mind. Anything you find that keeps me from the joy inside, take it away from me. Take it away from me. I'm going to say that verse again. Lord, search my heart, search my mind. Anything you may find that keeps me from the joy inside, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Oh, take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Remove it. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Is that your prayer tonight? Lord, take it away. Take it away from me. Amen. Anything, amen, that you may find, amen, that should not be, Lord, I want you to take it away from me. And it goes on to say, all those habits I cannot break. Amen. Sometimes we got habits that we cannot break, but it's going to take the Lord, amen, to break those habits. Amen. Those simple ways I cannot shake. Amen. Sometimes it's those small little things, amen, that's hindering us, amen, from reaching God. But, Lord, I want you to take it away. Hallelujah. Amen. It goes on to say those things, amen, that I can't seem to forsake. Sometimes we got things in our lives that we just can't seem to let go. Amen. Sometimes it's people, amen, that have come into our lives. Amen. But we just can't seem to let them go. Amen. But, Lord, if it's hindering me, I want you to take it away from me. Amen. Sometimes there's things in our lives that are hindering us, amen, from running this Christian race. But, Lord, I want you to take it away. After you search my heart, amen, and you find that thing that's hindering me, I want you to take it away. Galatians began to say, amen, the fifth chapter, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Lord, whatever it is that you find when you search my heart, take it away from me. Oh, that's my prayer tonight. Please, Lord, I'm asking you to take it away. Amen for me. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us go to the Word of God. Amen tonight. Amen. We want to go to the Word of God. Amen. Not knowing, amen, how the Lord was going to work. But when the Lord began to cause it tonight, amen, he had already given me the message. But I didn't realize that the two messages that the Lord gave me was going to be tied into the same chapter, amen, the same book, amen, that, amen, we read, amen, our text from yesterday until I began to read the Word of God. And I'm like, oh, wow. I was like, Lord, amen, you are so awesome. Amen. So tonight we're going to go back to the book of Isaiah, and I want you to pray with my voice tonight. Amen. I know God is able. We're going to go to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and we want to begin reading with the 25th verse. Once again, we're going back to the book of Isaiah, amen, verses 25 through 28. Amen. Then afterwards, we're going to flip over to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Amen. We're going to read our first scripture from the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. When you have it, say amen. Verse 25 reads, to whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Lord? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who have created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatest of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Verse 27 says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. 28 says, thou hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Amen. Praise God for the reading of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Amen. Verses 25 through 28 inclusive. Amen. We're also going to flip over to, amen, the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And begin reading with verse 9 and 10. Once again, that's the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 reads, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Amen. Bless God for the reading of that scripture, Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. Momentarily, amen, if we will, amen, talk to you out of God's word tonight, amen, our topic will be, take it away from me, Lord. Once again, our topic is, take it away from me, Lord. Amen. We just sung the song to tie into our message. Said, take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Take it away from me. Amen. That should be our prayer tonight. Amen. Lord, if you find anything, first of all, our prayer should be to ask the Lord to search our heart. Amen. Lord, search our heart. If you find anything that should not be, amen, let me tell you something. When you ask God to search your heart, it ain't going to be if you find anything. Because if God searched your heart, He's going to find something. Amen. Amen. All our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. So if we ask God to search our heart, you might as well expect him to come back with an answer and tell you what he found, because he's going to find something. And one thing about God, he don't have to look hard enough. All God got to do is shine the light from heaven down on your soul, and he's going to find something. I know everybody don't like to admit that, amen, there's something in their heart. Amen, you got some of those goody-goody two-shoes, amen, so they feel. Those self-righteous people, those scribes and Pharisees, amen, that are so religious, amen, and so holy art thou, that they can't do anything wrong and that they're so pure, so perfect. But my Bible tells me in the scripture, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And I realize that we fail God, amen, amen, all throughout, amen, the day, not intentionally. It's not always that we fail God intentionally. Amen. But sometimes, even in our best, Solomon began to pick it up, amen, and say, amen, man at his best state is altogether vanity. Amen. Even at your best state, amen, you still going to fall short somewhere in life. But thanks be to God who looks beyond our faults. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We serve a God, a great God, that looks beyond our faults. Every last one of our faults, he looks beyond them, and he sees our need. He sees, amen, that we are, amen, earnestly trying. He sees, amen, when, and God even knows when we're not earnestly trying. But God, amen, he has compassion on those that are trying to please the Lord. Amen, we're trying, we're striving to please the Lord. Songwriter says, amen, I've learned how to live holy. Amen, but I say I'm learning. I'm still learning how to live holy. I'm still learning how to live right. Each and every day, God is teaching me more and more. He's showing me each and every day more and more how to live holy, how to live right. We said on yesterday, Saul said, I want to be a follower of Christ. But what do I have to do? How, amen, what do I have to say? How do I have to walk each and every day? Tell me, how much does it cost just to carry the cross? For I want to be a follower of Christ. Amen. So here in the scripture tonight, amen, the Lord is beginning to, amen, talk to us out of the book of Isaiah. And the Lord begins to say, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Lord. Amen. We spoke on last night about the greatness of our God. Amen. Our God is so great, and all the earth, there is none like him. He is God and God alone. He is the one and only, and besides him, there is no other. Amen. But he goes on in the scripture and asks, amen, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Lord? Are you going to put me on the same page, amen, as another man, the Lord? Who are you going to compare me with, saith the Lord? Amen. Who else can you find, amen, that can heal your body when you're sick? Who else can you find and know that can deliver your soul out of the hands of the enemy and destruction? I don't know nobody else that can do these miracles, amen, that God has done and can do. Amen. You see, when I was in sin, amen, and I was going in the wrong direction, amen, my father was a preacher, a pastor, apostle, and a minister, but he didn't have the power to change my life. Amen. But it took the preaching of the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ, amen, to change, amen, my heart. When I had a hard heart, when I didn't want to be saved, when I had no desire to be saved, you could come to me and ask me, do I want to be saved? Amen, I would tell you no, because I didn't have no desire to be saved at that time. Amen, I had a street mentality. All I wanted to do was hit the streets and run the streets. Amen, because I grew up in church, amen, as a baby, as a child. I was raised in Pentecostal holiness. Amen. But I got to the point where I didn't want it anymore. I didn't want to be socialized and associated with, amen, holiness and righteousness. I wanted to do the things of the world. Amen. I had no mind to seek the Lord. I heard the word of God being preached, amen, about seek the Lord, turn to God. But I had no desire to seek the Lord. Amen. But one day I heard the preached word of God, and it pricked my heart unto repentance. Amen. I say this to say, amen, man didn't do it, but God did it. God used man. Yes, he did. God used, amen, the apostle to preach, amen, the word of God that convicted me unto repentance. But it was the Lord that brought me to my knees, that caused me to get on the altar and fall out with my wicked ways. Glory be to God. Amen. So the Lord is saying, to whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Lord? Are you going to put me on the same page and the same scale as somebody else? Amen. He said, lift up your eyes and behold who have created these things. The Lord is telling you to take notice, to look. He said, lift up your eyes and behold, meaning to take notice, who have created these things. If you go back to the book of Genesis, amen, about the first chapter, amen, the Bible is going to tell me, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form, and void, and darkness was upon the face of the depths, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it be divided, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Glory be to God. So if you read in the first chapter of Genesis, you'll see all the things that God began to create when the world was void. Amen. And darkness set upon the face of the earth. There was no life in the earth. There was no, amen, movement. It was just void. But God looked upon earth. And God began to create. Amen. He began to speak things into existence. God began to say. And God said, let there. Let there be. And it was so. It came to manifestation. There's power in the tongue. Amen. There's power in the tongue. All God had to do was speak. And it came to pass. He said, lift up your eyes on high. And behold who have created these things. Amen. He began to say, amen, that bringeth out their host by number. Amen. He calleth them all by name, by greatness of his might. Amen. Our God is so great that he bringeth out their host by number. And he calleth all by names. Amen. You go on and read in the book of Genesis, the first and the second chapter. God began to create. God began to create Adam. God began to create, amen, the animals, and he gave Adam the ability, to name the creatures, and that Adam began to name every animal, glory be to God, but God created Adam, and he formed Adam, from the dust of the earth, glory be to God, he said, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who have created these things, that bringeth out their host by number, he called them all by names, by the greatest of his might, for that he is strong in power. The Lord is strong in power. Amen. The greatness of God. Amen. We're still continuously talking about the greatness of God. Glory be to God. He says, amen. For he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Meaning not one is missing. Everything that God called, it came together. Everything that God spoke, it came into existence. Nothing was missing. Nothing was lacking. Glory be to God. But it goes on to say in our scripture text, amen, in the 27th verse, amen, let you know that God is so wise, that God, he's aware of everything. He knows everything that he has created. God, he knew you. Amen. He picked it up in the book of Jeremiah. God began to tell Jeremiah, I formed thee in thy mother's womb. I knew thee even when you was in her belly, saith the Lord. God knows. He knew, amen, who we, amen, are, even in birth, even in conception, God knows, who we are, what we're going to be, what we're going to do with our lives, what's going to take place with our life, God knows our beginning, he knows our end, life is a mystery, we're trying to figure it out, we're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and we can't sometimes seem, to still get it together, we sometimes still can't seem, to figure life out, but I have a Father who can, I have a Father, that knows it all, I'm going to brag on my daddy, I'm going to brag on my father, I have a fame and a father, he's the best father, in the whole wide world, my daddy is the best daddy, glory be to God, amen. I'm not talking about my earthly father. I had a good father. I had a good earthly dad. Amen. Down here. Amen. The time that God gave him to me. But he ain't going on now. God called him home. Amen. But he was a wise dad. He was an intelligent man. He knew a lot of things. He knew how to do a lot. Amen. But God, I'm talking about my heavenly father right now, amen, he's the best father, in the whole wide world, see, when we were children, even now, we begin to brag on our parents, we begin to say, my mom is the best mom, in the whole wide world, and you should feel that way about your mother, my mother is the best mother, in the whole wide world, I love my mother, she's there for me when I need her, I could just pick up the phone, and call my mother, and she would try to do everything in her power, amen, to help me to resolve any issue that I may have, amen, I had the best father in the whole wide world, but thank God, David began to say, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up, glory be to God. See, we're only here for a season, Mom is only here for a season, Dad is only here for a season, You and I, we're only here for a season, But thanks be to God, who lives forever, God, he lives forever, Glory be to God, And it goes on and says, amen, in the 27th verse, Why sayest thou, O Jacob? And speaketh, O Israel, two nations, O Jacob, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is here from the Lord, amen, God began to ask, Jacob and Israel, why sayeth, why speaketh, they both were saying the same thing, they both were speaking the same thing, my way is here from the Lord, isn't that typical of people today? Hey, you may be in one state, I may be in another state, and people feel like, because I'm here in Detroit, because I'm here in Georgia, don't nobody know, what I'm doing, oh, glory be to God, you feel within yourself, don't nobody see me, don't nobody know me here, so nobody knows, what I'm doing, Glory be to God. Huh? He said, why now? Huh? Why saith, O Israel? Huh? Why saith, O Jacob? Huh? And why speaketh, O Israel? Huh? My way is here from the Lord, huh? And my judgment is passed, huh? Over from my God. Huh? Amen. That's typical people today. Huh? They feel like, huh? Their way is here from the Lord. Huh? They feel like, huh? Because my pastor didn't see me. Huh? They feel like, huh? Because the deacon didn't see me. Huh? They feel like, huh, because the church members didn't see me, huh? I got away, huh? I got away, huh? Don't nobody know, huh, what I have done, huh? Won't nobody ever find out, huh, where I went, huh? But let me tell you something, huh? God up in heaven, huh? Our heavenly Father, huh, which art in heaven, huh? Hallowed be thy name, huh? Thy kingdom come, huh? Thy will be done, huh? In earth. Huh? He didn't say in the scripture on earth. Huh? He said in earth. Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? Meaning in you and I. Huh? Meaning in us. Huh? God's will be done. Huh? In us. Huh? Not on us. Huh? But inside us. Huh? Thy will be done. Huh? In earth. Huh? As it is in heaven. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? He said, why saith, O Jacob? Huh? And speak of, O Israel. Huh? My way is here from the Lord. Huh? People feel like, huh? They can hide from God, huh? You may hide from the preacher, huh? You may hide from the deacon, huh? You may hide from the evangelist, huh? You may hide from the missionary, huh? You may hide from your church members, huh? You may hide from the choir members, huh? But you cannot hide from God, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I begin to tell my children, huh? I begin to tell my sons, huh? I said, huh? You think you're getting away with something, huh? But let me tell you, huh? Amen. God sees you at all times, huh? God got an all-seeing eye, huh? I may not be there with you, huh? Amen, 24 hours a day, huh? I may not know what you're doing, huh? Every minute and every second of the day, huh? But God up in heaven, huh? He looking down, huh? He knows what you're doing, huh? He knows, amen, what you're saying, huh? He knows, huh? How you're living, huh? He knows when you're living right, huh? He knows when you're living crooked, huh? So many people, they're living crooked, huh? They're living a crooked life, huh? Glory be to God, huh? They're naming the name of Christ, huh? But they're not departing from iniquity, huh? My Bible tells me, huh? Let everyone, huh? That nameth the name of Christ, huh? Depart from iniquity, huh? You got to come out from among them, huh? And be separate, saith the Lord, huh? Touch not the unclean thing, huh? He said, then I will receive you, huh? Unto myself, huh? He said, this scripture, huh? What fellowship, huh? Have light with darkness, huh? You got to come out of darkness, huh? If you're walking in the light, huh? Amen. Light and darkness don't mix, huh? One or the other got to go, huh? When you turn on the light, huh? Darkness disappears, huh? When you turn off the light, huh? Darkness disappears, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Which one are you tonight, huh? Are you the light of the world, huh? Or are you darkness, huh? That covers the face of the earth, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? My ways, huh, are here from the Lord, so they said, huh? Glory be to God, huh? They said, huh? Wait, man, they said and speaketh, huh? My ways, huh, is here from the Lord, huh? People in every direction, huh? People up north, huh? They feel like their ways are here from the Lord, huh? People down south, huh? They feel like they're getting away with things, huh? People in the east, huh? People in the west, huh? They feel like, huh? Don't nobody know me here, huh? Don't nobody know what I'm doing, huh? Don't nobody know the kind of life that I'm living, huh? They call it living a secret life, huh? But God knows, huh? He knows, huh? He knows the life that you're living, huh? He knows what you're doing behind closed doors, huh? God sees you, huh? He has an all-seeing eye, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We're still talking about, huh? Take it away from me, Lord. Oh, take it away, huh? Take it away, Lord, huh? Take it away tonight, huh? If you find anything, huh, that's hindering me, huh, from serving you, huh? Take it away, Lord, huh? Take it away from me, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? He began to say, huh? And my judgment, huh, is passed over, huh? Oh, my God. After they say, amen, my ways are here from the Lord. After they say, I got away with it. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. Amen, ain't nothing going to come my way. Then they begin to say, in my judgment. Amen, meaning you got to be judged according to the deeds done in your body. But they begin to say, my judgment is passed over from my God. Glory be to God. Meaning they begin to ask a question. Amen, God, he's not going to judge me. He let me get by. He let me slip away. Sometimes you feel like you have slipped through the crack. You have got through the crack. You done slipped through. You done passed the guard. You done creeped in. You done snuck in. Amen. And nobody's aware. Nobody knows that you snuck in. But you ain't getting past God. Nothing is going to get past God. Nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing is going to get past God. Amen. When they begin to say, amen, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Meaning calm. Amen. It went away. You done got away this time. Nothing's going to happen to you. No repercussion. No penalty. No punishment. No correction. But let me tell you something. When they shall say, peace and safety, my Bible tell me, then sudden destruction. When you say, I'm okay, I got away, and you feel like you done got by, look out, woe be unto you, woe, meaning trouble, woe, meaning uproar. God gonna turn your world upside down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can remember when we were children. I grew up in a household. Amen. Of seven siblings, including myself. Amen. Actually eight. Amen. Because we had another brother. Amen. That my father took in. Amen. There was eight of us in the household. Amen. One sister. Amen. And seven boys. Amen. My sister was the oldest. Amen. And seven boys under. Amen. We grew up all under the same roof. Amen. Amen. And we, as children, we begin to do a lot of devilment. We begin to do a lot of, amen, wrong things as children that we had no business doing. We begin to go against our teaching. We begin to go against our mother and father's words at times. And we did not be obedient. We were disobedient. How many know the wrath of God coming upon the children of disobedience? Glory be to God. And we were sometimes the children of wrath. We were sometimes the children of disobedience. And we did things that we had no business doing. Amen. And sometimes we would sneak and do things. Amen. And we felt like mom and dad didn't see us. Mom and dad don't know what we did. And we felt like we got away. We felt like because that day or 2 days later, mom and dad hasn't said anything. Amen. They don't know what we done. But by and by, it could be a week later. Here come my father with the belt wrapped around his hand, and he'll say, you thought I didn't know, he'll say, you thought you got away with it, but oh no, he said, I'm making up for it, I'm beating you for this, and I'm going to beat you for that, I'm going to beat you for what you did today, and I'm going to beat you for what you did last week, glory be to God, we got double trouble, it was called double trouble, we got a double whipping, we got a whooping on top of a whipping, because of our wrong. Because of our disobedience, the same way with the Heavenly Father, the same way with the Lord, you can keep doing wrong and feel like God is not getting you. You can keep doing wrong and feel like you're getting by, nothing is happening to you. But let me tell you something, double trouble is coming your way, double for your trouble, double, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He goes on and says, had thou not known, Had thou not heard, huh? He's asking a lot of questions tonight, huh? Had thou not known, huh? You didn't know to do right, huh? You didn't know to do what was right, huh? You didn't know what the consequences, huh? Had thou not heard, huh? You didn't hear the preach word of God, huh? For the wages of sin is death, huh? But the gift of God is eternal life, huh? You didn't hear the scripture being preached, huh? He that soweth to the flesh, huh? Shall reap of the flesh corruption, huh? But he that soweth to the spirit, hot, shall reap of the spirit, hot, life everlasting, hot. Has thou not known, hot? You didn't know that, hot, that if you do wrong, hot, you're going to hell, hot. You haven't heard that before, hot. You didn't know, hot. I'm asking you a question tonight, hot. Amen. Has thou not known, hot? You mean to tell me you didn't know, hot? If you do wrong, hot, there's a penalty for your sin, hot. Amen. Has thou not heard, hot? You've been going to church, hot, but the preacher hasn't been preaching, huh, about sin, huh? Has the preacher not been preaching, huh, about hell fire, huh? Hell having lost herself, huh, over her mouth without measure, huh? Psalm 9 and 17, huh, the wicked, huh, shall be turned into hell, huh, and all nations, huh, that forget God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? You haven't heard those scriptures, huh? You didn't know these things, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Had thou not known, huh? Had thou not heard, huh, that the everlasting God, huh, this same great God, huh, this same great God, huh, this mighty God that we're talking about, huh, the Lord, huh, the creator, huh, of the ends of the earth, huh, he fainteth not, huh, neither is weary, huh? There is no searching, huh, of his understanding, huh? There is no searching, huh? You can search and search, huh? You still, huh, won't get the full picture, huh? You still, huh, won't know the mind of God, huh? Scientists, huh, they feel like they can predict, huh? Amen, the mind of God, huh? They can't predict, huh, no more than what God reveals unto them, huh? But they're never, huh, they're never going to get to know, huh, more than what God knows, huh? He tells me in my Bible, huh, they're forever learning, huh, but not able, huh, to come to the knowledge of the truth, huh? They're ever learning, huh? They're going to get degrees, huh? Degree after degree, huh? They're ever learning, huh? But still not able, huh, to come to the knowledge, huh, of the truth, huh? Glory be to God, huh? They're so smart, huh? But they don't know, huh? Amen, to be saved, huh? They're so smart, huh? But they don't have enough sense, huh, to seek the Lord, huh? They're so smart, huh? But they don't have enough sense, huh, to turn from their wicked ways. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? That sounds like an ignorant person to me. Huh? You could be ever smart, huh? But if you don't know to turn to Jesus, huh, you're so ever blind, huh, you're so ever ignorant, huh, of the true fact, huh, of really living for the Lord. Huh? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're still talking about take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Take it away from me, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He goes on and says in our other scripture, Jeremiah the 17th chapter, amen, verse 9. Amen, begin to say the heart, that's the organ that pumps the blood. Amen, that's amen, where your veins, the arteries and everything. Amen, go and come from the heart. Amen, when your arteries get clogged, amen, you start having heart problems. It causes you to have a heart attack. When your heart becomes, amen, clogged and not pumping right, the blood is not circulating right. Amen, high cholesterol will cause you to have a heart attack. Amen, the pressures of life will cause you to have a heart attack because it's too much pressure on the heart. Glory be to God. Your heart can only take but so much. Your heart, amen, supposed to be free, able to pump right. Sometimes when you overexert yourself, amen, it causes your heart to overwork. It causes your heart to work even harder to try to keep up. Glory be to God, huh? But my Bible tells me, huh, this same organ, huh, in your body, huh, amen, he lets you know, huh, that the heart is deceitful, huh, above all things, huh, and desperately wicked, huh? Who can know it? Huh? See, the Lord is asking another question tonight. Huh? He's been asking us so many questions tonight. Huh? Had thou not known? Had thou not heard? Huh? Amen. Why speak it? Why saith thy ways to hear from the Lord? Huh? All these questions God want to know. Amen. God wants to answer from you. Huh? Amen. Sometimes I'm talking to my son. Huh? Amen. I ask him a question. Huh? Amen. When they sit there and don't want to answer, huh? Because they know, amen, it's something that they had no business doing or saying. Huh? Amen. I ask them a question. Huh? Why did you do such and such? Huh? What's going on? When they begin to sit there and they don't want to answer, huh? I begin to say, open your mouth. Huh? I said, don't you hear me asking you a question? Open your mouth and answer me. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Well, same way with the Lord. Huh? The Lord wants an answer from you tonight. Huh? The Lord wants a response from you tonight. Huh? He's not asking all these questions for nothing. Huh? When God asks you a question, huh? He wants an answer from you. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. Can you answer these questions tonight? Huh? Why saith? Huh? Why speaketh? Huh? My way is here from the Lord. Huh? Why do you feel that your way is here from the Lord tonight? Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Why feel like your judgment? Huh? Why do you think, amen, you feel like you've gotten away tonight? Huh? Why do you feel like, amen, you got away from God? Huh? Well, glory be to God. Huh? Had I not known tonight? Huh? Had I not heard tonight? Huh? Come on, give me some answers tonight, saith the Lord. Huh? God want to know, why are you fooling yourself? Huh? Why are you kidding yourself tonight? Huh? Don't be deceived, my brother. Huh? Be not deceived, my sister. Huh? God is not mocked. Huh? But whatsoever man soweth, huh? That shall he also reap. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? I feel revival in my soul. Huh? Amen. This is a new year, people, God. Huh? Let's get it right. Huh? Oh, glory, glory, glory. Huh? You've been praying, perpetrating all last year. Huh? You've been pretending all last year. Huh? Amen. Let's get it right this year. Huh? Amen. Make up your mind this year. Huh? I'm going to do that which is pleasing in the sight of God. Huh? I'm going to live right. Amen. Huh? I'm going to depart from iniquity. Huh? I'm going to give up that man that's not, amen, your husband. Huh? I'm going to give up that woman that's not your wife. Huh? Give them up. Amen. Huh? You got to come out of shacking. Huh? You got to come out of fornication. Huh? You got to come out of adultery. Huh? Amen. Let that married man go. Huh? Let that married woman go tonight. Huh? That's not your husband. Huh? That's not your wife. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Huh? Jesus met the woman at the well. Huh? Amen. She began to come to Jesus. Huh? Amen. Blatting her eyes. Huh? Flashing her eyelashes. Huh? Trying to get Jesus' attention. Huh? Amen. Jesus began to say, woman, huh? Give it thou meat to drink, huh? Amen. She began to ask Jesus, huh? How is it being that belly man, you are a Jew, huh? Amen. Ask us the Samaritan, huh? For a drink, huh? See, the Jews and the Samaritans, huh? They had no dealings with each other, huh? Amen. And she recognized that he was a different nationality, huh? Amen. She began to say, how is it, huh? Amen. That a Jew asked a Samaritan for water, huh? Amen. But Jesus began to say, huh? Amen. But he that thirsteth, amen. He that drinketh of this water, huh? Shall thirst again, huh? But he that drinketh of this water that I give, huh? Shall never thirst again, huh? And Jesus began to tell the woman, huh? For thou hast well said, huh? You have five husbands, huh? And the one that you have now, huh? Is not yours, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You done had one living wife, huh? You done had one living husband, huh? And the one that you got now, huh? If your first one is still alive, huh? Is not yours, huh? Saith the Lord, huh? Come out of adultery tonight, huh? We still preaching against adultery, huh? Amen. It ain't just fornication, huh? It ain't just for the unmarried, huh? But it's for those, huh? That want to keep getting married over and over, huh? You've been married one time, huh? That didn't work out, huh? You got married again, huh? That didn't work out, huh? You got married the third time, huh? You got married the fourth time, huh? You got all these living husbands, huh? Amen. Come out of adultery tonight, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, I know preachers don't preach this. Amen. I know preachers don't, because why? Many of the preachers themselves are living in adultery. Many of the preachers are, amen, got two or three living wives. Huh? They got a wife over here in the same church. Huh? Amen. Then they got a wife sitting over in the other corner. Huh? Amen. Then they got bold. Amen. Huh? They sitting up in the church with three different wives up in the same sanctuary. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Oh, hallelujah. My God, save us tonight, Lord. Save us, Jesus. Help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Huh? The Lord asked the question, who can know it? Huh? Amen. That heart, huh? That same heart that pumps blood, That same heart, amen. Huh? If infection gets to the heart, huh, it's going to kill you. Huh? Amen. When you got infection in your body, huh, if you don't get rid of that infection, huh, if you don't get that infection out your body, huh, it's going to travel to your heart. And once it gets into the bloodstream of your heart, huh, that infection is going to take you out. Huh? It's going to kill you. Huh? Amen. Infection, huh, meaning something that's in your body that shouldn't be. Huh? Amen. And we as the people of God, huh, we as church members, huh, we, amen, as called Christians, huh, we got so much infection in our bloodstream, huh, amen, that is going to kill us, huh, it's going to cause us to go to hell, huh, oh, glory be to God, huh, the heart is deceitful, huh, above all things, huh, the heart, huh, is the most vital part of the body, huh, but yet, huh, that heart is the most deceitful part, huh, of the body, huh, meaning, huh, you don't even know your own heart, huh? You don't even know what you would do, huh? In a given situation, huh? So many times we say, I would never do this, huh? I would never do that, huh? But you be put in a situation, huh? That same thing that you say you would never do, huh? That be the very thing, huh, that you find yourself doing, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. A child growing up, huh? I don't believe he grow up and say amen, huh? In the beginning of his years, his life, huh? I'ma be a murderer, huh? I'ma kill, amen, huh? Amen. But somewhere along the line, huh? Amen. That spirit of murder, huh, was already in his heart, huh? It was already rooted, huh, in his heart, huh? Amen. It just hasn't manifested, huh? But by and by, huh, as he get older, amen, huh, amen, whatever age, amen, huh, that spirit of murder, huh, it begins to manifest, huh, it begins to come out, huh, it begins to be revealed, huh, glory be to God, huh, amen, whatever the spirit is, huh, whatever the addiction is, huh, whatever that demon is, huh, it don't just pop out, huh, amen, but it's down in the heart, huh, God got to uproot it, huh, God got to take it out, huh, by the roots, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You ought to say, take it away, Lord, huh? Take it away from me tonight, huh? Whatever it may be, huh? If you find anything, huh, that should not be, huh? Take it away from me, huh? Glory be to God, huh? When you was in the world, huh, you did all these things, huh? Not even worrying about it, huh? Because you was in sin, huh? But now, huh, that we're in church, huh? Now that we're on the Lord's side, huh? We have no business, huh, doing any kind of anything, huh? We have no business, huh, living a reckless life, huh? We have no business, huh, living a sinful life, huh? Glory be to God, huh? If you find, huh, yourself living in sin, huh? If you find, huh, things in your heart, huh, that's not like God, huh? You gotta pray, huh? Get down on your bending knees, huh? Fast and pray, huh? Ask God, huh, to take it out by the roots, huh? Don't break it off, amen, at the tree trunk, huh? But Lord, huh, go into the heart, huh, and take it out, amen, huh, take it out by the root, huh. You ought to let God do surgery on you tonight, huh. You ought to let God do a spiritual heart surgery on you tonight. Glory be to God. Take it away. Lord, take it away from me. Hallelujah. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Desperately wicked means it's sick. Sometimes our heart can be so sick. Sometimes, amen, our heart, our imagination of the heart is so wicked. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the things that we think towards one another, the things that we want to happen to one another. Sometimes we're so evil till we want to see, amen, mischief happen. We want to see bad things happen to, amen, other people. Sometimes we say amen in our heart, and sometimes we speak it out. I wish they would just, amen, fall and break their neck. I wish they would fall, amen, and break their leg. That is so evil, huh? That is so wicked of you to think that way and say you're a child of God, huh? Sometimes we're so angry and we're so full of wrath, huh? Till sometimes we say, hey, well, I wish you would just die, huh? Amen, you should never wish that on your worst enemy, huh? I wish you would just die, huh? You may be the one that dies, huh? And they may be the one that live on, huh? But our hearts are so evil sometimes, huh? Our hearts are so wicked, saith the Lord, huh? The heart is deceitful, huh? Amen, meaning it's full of tricks, huh? Your own heart will trick you, huh? Your heart will have you doing things that you say you would never do, huh? Your heart will have you doing things that you didn't even know you could do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? because the heart is so deceitful above all things, and it's desperate, it's desperately wicked. You better watch out for your own heart. You better watch out for your own self. You don't even know your own self. Say amen. Who can know it, says the Lord. Amen. But the Lord, amen, says you don't want to answer these questions. The Lord began to answer the question at the 10th verse. He said, I, the Lord, I search the heart. See, he began to ask the question, who can know it? The Lord said, I, the Lord, I search the heart. This great God that we're talking about. He said, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the rain, meaning I test everyone. I test you, amen. Amen. I put you to the test so you can really see what's in your heart. Amen. There's things in our heart that we may not be aware of. Some things we are aware of, and other things we may not be aware of. Glory be to God. But the Lord said, amen, I'm the Lord. I search the heart, and I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. God is going to pay you according to your ways. You do good, you're going to, amen, reap the benefits of it. You shall eat of the tree of life. But if you do evil, you're going to reap damnation unto your own self, unto your soul, saith the Lord. He said, amen, I give every man according to his ways, and amen, according to the fruit of his doings, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Another scripture in Revelation, glory be to God, another scripture in Revelation, Revelation the second chapter, amen, verses 1-5, unto the angels of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he, that beholdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Amen. He said, I know thy works, in thy labor, in thy patience, and how thou, amen, cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say, they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, glory be to God, and have become, hallelujah, and have become, amen, and have borne, and have patience, and for my name's sake, have labored, and have not fainted, nevertheless, I have somewhat against them, because thou hast left thy first love. Glory be to God. Here in these verses, the Lord began to say, I know thy works. See, God has searched your heart. He said, I know your works. I know if you mean right. I know if you're doing wrong. I know if you're trying. I know if you're not trying. I know if, amen, when you think you got away. He said, I know thy works. I know thy labor. You're laboring in sin. And you call yourself laboring for the Lord. You're preaching his gospel. Amen. But you're doing wicked works. You're praying, amen. But you're still doing evil. You're singing and shouting. Amen. But you can't stand your sisters and brother. Amen. How dwelleth the love of God in you? You see your brother in need. And you shut up your bowels of compassion. How dwelleth the love of God? He says, amen, I know thy labor. I know thy patience. You stay right there. You've been with the church for years. You've been with the church for 20 years. You've been with the church for 30 years. Amen and amen and has. Amen and has them tried, which they are apostles. And those that they are apostles, but are liars, saith the Lord. He said, I know your works. I know who you are. The Lord said, I created you. I know what's in you. I know what I put in you. I know how you're living, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. He said, they, amen, are apostles. Amen, and are not. Amen, have found them, amen, have found them to be only but liars. Glory be to God. He says false prophets shall arise. Amen. People are giving heed to seducing spirits, to prophecy. Everybody want to be apostle now. Everybody want to be a prophet. Everybody want to prophesy. Everybody want to speak over your life. Everybody want to speak a word into your life. But I don't want everybody to speak into my life. I don't want everybody to prophesy over me. I don't want you to lie to me. I don't want you to give me no false hope tonight. But I want to hear from the real God. I want to hear from the real people of God. Will the real church stand up tonight? Will the real church stand up tonight? Will the real preacher stand up tonight? Will the real evangelist stand up tonight? Will the real missionary stand up tonight? Will the real deacon stand up tonight and declare that God is good? Declare that God is faithful. Huh? Declare that God is holy. Huh? Declare that God is righteous. Huh? You must be born again. Huh? You got to be holy. Huh? For I am holy, saith the Lord. Will the real church stand up tonight? Huh? Oh, glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Amen. It goes on the stairs, huh? And have borne, amen, and have patience, huh? Amen, for my name's sake, huh? Amen, you're holding out, you're going on, huh? Amen, amen, for the name of the Lord, huh? You're still, amen, amen, acknowledging the name of Christ, huh? Amen, to let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, huh? Depart from iniquity, huh? He said, and have not fainted, huh? You have not fainted, huh? You're still here after all this time, huh? After all these many years, you're still here. You're still declaring Jesus, huh? You're still saying the name of Jesus. You're still shouting, huh? You're still dancing, huh? You have not fainted, huh? You have not fallen out of the church, huh? You have not left the church, huh? The Lord said, I know thy works, huh? I know, amen, huh? He said, but nevertheless, the fourth verse, the Lord said, nevertheless, amen, regardless of all that you're doing, huh? Regardless of your works, huh? Regardless of your labor, huh? Regardless of your patience, huh? Regardless of, amen, those that you have endured, huh? Regardless of, amen, what you call yourself, huh? The Lord said, huh? Nevertheless, huh? Regardless of how long you've been with the church, huh? Amen, the Lord said, huh? Nevertheless. Huh? Nevertheless, regardless that you didn't faint, huh? Regardless that you're still in the church, huh? And it looks like you're still holding on, huh? You're going through an emotion, huh? You have a form of godliness, huh? But you're denying the power thereof, huh? Let me say that again, huh? My Bible says, huh? They have a form of godliness, huh? But they are denying, huh? The power therein, huh? You look like you're holding on, huh? You look like you're going through, huh? You look like you're still saved, huh? But you have turned. Huh? In your heart, huh? You have turned in your mind, huh? My Bible says, huh? These people, huh? Meaning you and I, huh? We honor God with our lips, huh? But amen, we, huh? Amen, we forsake God, huh? We honor God with our lips, huh? But our hearts, huh? Are far from him, huh? We have turned, huh? Away from the holy commandments, huh? We have turned, huh? From the true word of God, huh? We have given heed to seducing spirits, huh? We have given heed to fables, huh? We have given heed to lies, huh? Well, glory be to God, huh? If the shoe fit, wear it tonight, huh? Somebody may say, you ain't talking about me, huh? You don't know what I'm doing, huh? I am living right, huh? If the shoe fit, wear it, huh? I'm talking about the world as a whole, huh? I'm talking about this nation, huh? I'm talking about America, huh? I'm talking about, amen, the other nations, huh? This world as a whole, huh? Has been given over, huh? To a seducer. In spirit, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? According to my Bible, huh? He said in the last days, huh? In the latter days, huh? Some shall depart from the faith, huh? Giving heed, huh? To seducing spirits, huh? Somebody's going to come along, huh? And try to seduce you, huh? Try to tell you, huh? You ain't got to live like this, huh? You ain't got to live right, huh? You ain't got to be holy, huh? You ain't got to deny yourself, huh? You can drink a little wine, huh? You can, amen, do this and do that, huh? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. According to my Bible, you got to live right and live right all the way and every day. Hallelujah. Take it away. Lord, take it away from me. Hallelujah. The Lord said, never left. Amen. Let me see how much time I have. Oh, my time is about up, Jesus. The Lord said, never left. I have somewhat, amen, ought against you because thou hast left thy first love. You're still going on, but you have left thy first love. He said, remember, therefore, whence thou art falling. He said, remember, whence, amen, thou art falling. Look back and see what caused you to fall. You remember when you fell. You remember when you did wrong. You know, amen, you know the very time and the place where you went against God's word. You know, saith the Lord. He said, remember, therefore, from whence thou art falling, and repent. He still giving you mercy. He still giving you a chance to repent. He said, repent and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except I repent. Amen. I'm just going to go through because they ain't the time. I'm out of time. But let me tell you something. People's heart has become like cement. People are holding on to things from years and years and years ago. Amen. They got so much hatred in their heart from 20 years ago. Something that happened to them 20 years ago. Amen. But yet they're singing and shouting. They're saying amen. Glory be to God. They're saying, amen, God is good. Amen, but they cannot let it go. They cannot let, amen, what happened to them 20 years ago. Amen, their heart had become like cement. Amen, can't nothing break their heart up. Amen, you can chip away at it, but you, amen, you're not getting to the root because that heart has become like cement. It's going to take God. It's going to take God to break up that foul ground. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. A couple more scriptures, and I'm going to go on. I'm going to go just cut down now because, amen, out of time. But, amen, 2 Chronicles, amen, 16 and 9. Amen. Proverbs 15 and 3. Amen. Reference scriptures. 2 Chronicles, amen, 16 and 9. Proverbs 15 and 3. They both say the same thing. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Amen. Numbers, amen, 32 and 23. He says, be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. That's Numbers 32, 23. You can sing, you can shout, but be sure your sins will find you out. You may feel like nobody knows, but God is going to, amen, reveal himself. Amen. Genesis, amen, the fourth chapter, verse 7. Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse 7. And I hope you're writing these scriptures down where you can read them because I don't have time to go into them, amen, tonight. Amen. But Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse 7. But if you, amen, but if you refuse to do that which is right, sin lies at the door. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse 7. But if you refuse to do that which is right, sin lies at the door. Amen. Galatians, the sixth chapter, verse 7. Galatians, amen. I'm a Bible preacher. Amen. Everything I say, I can give you scripture for it. I'm a Bible preacher. I don't just get up here and just say things and I can't back it up with the word of God. Amen. All this is in your Bible. If you're reading out the King James Version, amen. You, amen. It's going to say the same things that I'm saying tonight. Amen. Galatians, the sixth chapter, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So, amen, he that soweth to the flesh, amen, shall reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall reap life everlasting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's word is a discerner. God's word, amen, is a two-edged sword. Amen. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the discerner of the hearts and the minds and the intent. Amen. Sometimes you may feel like, don't nobody know what I'm thinking. There were times, amen, when I sat in church and I had thoughts going through my head. Amen. I had thoughts going through my head. The devil was trying me, and I had thoughts going through my head. Amen. But, amen, and when the preacher got up, he began to preach, and he began to reveal to me my own heart. And I knew it was God because I didn't tell nobody. I didn't tell nobody what I was thinking. I didn't tell nobody what I was contemplating on doing. Amen. There were times, amen, when I had things in my mind, amen, that I was going to do. It ain't all got to be sin. Sometimes the devil will just try to discourage you and tell you to give up and walk away. And sometimes we're sitting here in the church and we'd be like, man, I'm just about ready to leave. I'm just going to leave. I'm not coming back no more. Amen. But how many of you know that God is a discerner? When you got a true leader, when you got a true woman of God and a man of God on the wall, God will use them to discern your heart and tell you what it is that you're going, that you got in your heart to do. And you'll be so amazed, wondering, how did they know? Amen. I can remember, amen, our late apostle growing up. Amen. We seen God use him in church. He would walk up to people right during service, and he would tell them the exact thing that they already, what they had done or what they were contemplating on doing. He would, amen, the Lord would reveal it to him and tell them exactly what it is, that what they have already done or what it is that they're about to do. And he would tell them, God said, don't do it. It's going to cost your life. Glory be to God. And many of them, because they knew that it was God, they knew that surely this had to be God because I didn't tell nobody. They began to take heed, amen, to the man of God. And they knew that this was God using the man of God. And others, amen, because they were set in their ways. They have taken their turn from God in their heart. They were going through the motion. They were still coming to church. But they had turned from God. Amen. Amen. And they began to go on and do what it was. And the devil began to overtake them. Hallelujah. But tonight our prayer should be, take it away. Lord, take it away from me. Amen. I'm going to have to just cut this message off tonight because we are out of time. But Lord, take it away. Take it away from me. If you find anything that should not be, take it away from me. In this new year of 2022, God has granted you mercy. God has given you another opportunity to set your house in order. Let's get it right, people of God. All those simple things in your life that you know are not pleasing to God, set your house in order. Get it right. All those habits that you got that you can't kick and get rid of, God said, amen, let it go. Hallelujah. Those simple things in life, amen, that come to bind you. God said, let it go tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it go tonight, people of God. You know what's hindering you. Amen. Be real with yourself tonight for once. For once in your life, be real. Amen. Stop going through the motions of pretense. Stop acting, amen, making people think that you got what you don't have. Amen. Stop trying to convince people, amen, that you know the Lord. Amen. When you're doing, amen, the things that are not pleasing in His sight. I don't care what city you live in. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care what country you may be in. I may not be there. Amen. But God is there. God is right where you are tonight. And God is beholding the good and the evil. Hallelujah, Jesus. Take it away. Lord, take it away from me. You want to ask God to search your heart tonight. Lord, if you find anything in my heart that should not be, Lord, I want you to take it out. Take it out tonight, Lord. In this new year, I want you to take it out, God. I want to be right. The song says, amen, when you see me singing, I just want to be right. When you hear me praying, I just want to be right. When you hear me singing my song and shouting, I just want to be right. Lord, make me right tonight. Amen. I've been pretending long enough. I've been acting long enough. Glory be to God. This thing has been disturbing my peace of mind. This thing has been keeping me, amen, from the joy of the Lord. I don't have the joy of the Lord in my soul like I used to because of this thorn in my flesh. Because, amen, I'm being hindered by this thing. But, Lord, I come to you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to take it away from me tonight. Lord, take it away tonight. Oh, this thing that's been stealing my joy. This thing that's been holding me back. I want you to take it away. This thing, whatever it may be, that's keeping me from reaching, amen, my full potential in God. Take it away tonight. Lord, take it away. Take it away from me, Lord. Take it away from me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, if that's you, amen, you find yourself in a predicament tonight, in a situation. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Amen, unforgiveness is one of the biggest things, amen, that got people bound. They got so much unforgiveness in their heart. Amen, but the Bible says, amen, if you forgive not men their trespass, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespass. Hallelujah. If you don't forgive men, God is not going to forgive you. He said, leave your gift at the altar and go and be reconciled back to your brother. Meaning, go get it right first. Then you come back to the altar. And then God said, I will heal your land. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, then that's when I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And let me tell you something, people of God. You know what, amen, why sometimes we're not being healed? You want to know why sometimes we're not being delivered? Because we got, amen, we got past sins in our lives, amen, that we have not let go of. We have things in our lives, amen, that we have not been, amen, forgiven for. Amen, there are things that we have not forgave others for. And therefore, God, amen, is not forgiving us. Until we go back and get it right, amen, and make that situation right, amen, you, amen, you're not going to be free. You're not going to be delivered. Amen, amen. I'm about to tell you the truth tonight. That's what's wrong with a lot of us. We wonder why. Amen. Somebody preached the other night, amen. Why is not the health of my daughters of Zion, amen? Why, amen, are they not recovered? Amen. Sometimes I stop and wonder. I say, Lord, why are your people not being healed? What's wrong? Why are they not being healed? Something is not right. Something is not adding up. When, amen, you're never being healed of that same infirmity. God's hand is not short that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Your sins and your iniquity is what separates you from God. That's the problem right there. It's your sins and your iniquity that's keeping you from being healed tonight. Oh, glory be to God. I know people don't like this kind of preaching, but I got to tell you the truth tonight. I got to tell you what it is, saith the Lord. Amen. It's things, amen, in your heart that's keeping you from being healed. Amen. I remember our overseer, Amen. Our late apostle, Apostle Hope. Amen. He used to tell the churches. He used to tell souls coming into the church as the Lord would give him. He would only speak on the unction of the Holy Ghost. But sometimes they came in church with sickness in their body. And sometimes their children will have affliction. And as the Lord gave it to him, the Lord would tell him to tell that soul, say, amen, if you give your life to the Lord, God said he will heal you of that condition. Amen. Sometimes he would tell the parents. He said, God said, if you, amen, if you as parents would turn your life over to the Lord, God will heal your child. Amen. And many times the parents, they came in, they got saved. When they got saved, God healed their body. That condition went away. Why? Because they were sin sick. They were sin sick. Some of us, we're only sin sick. That's the problem. Some of us, we're sin sick. There's sin in our lives that got to be healed. There's sin in our lives that God, that we got to be delivered from. Oh, glory be to God. It ain't all the time that the drinking that's going to stop you. It ain't all the time the smoking. It ain't all the time that party. Yeah, God delivered us from those things. But what about that hatred in your heart? What about that malice in your heart? What about that raging spirit of jealousy inside your heart? Oh, those things we don't want to talk about. We're sitting in a church full of hatred. We're sitting in a church where it meant full of lust. We're sitting in a church full of rage and jealousy. And we're jealous of everybody. Oh, they think they could sing. Oh, look at them. They think they look so good. They think they could dress. They just showing off. Well, amen. We're full of jealousy. We're full of rage. We're full of envy and malice. We're full of backbiting. We're always getting on the phone backbiting, talking about one another, running each other down. We're devouring one another's names. The Bible says, how can you be and bite and devour one another? Don't you know you're only devouring yourself? You're tearing your own self down. When you're talking about your sister and brother in Christ, you're devouring, you're tearing your own self down, saith the Lord. All this is scripture. All this is Bible. These things will hinder us from being delivered. These things will hinder us from being saved tonight, set free. Glory be to God. It ain't so much the big sins. Sometimes it's these very little things that are hidden in the heart. And we think nobody knows about it. We think nobody's aware of it. Hallelujah. But tonight, God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free tonight. And God wants to make you whole. Take it away. Take it away, Lord. Take it away from me. Amen. That's our topic tonight. Take it away from me, Lord. Glory be to God. Tonight, after hearing such the amen, the word of God tonight. Amen. Is there one tonight? Is there one that wants to repent? Amen. You get saved, turn from your wicked ways, God will heal your body. Amen. You get saved, amen, and do right, God will set you free. God will liberate your mind. Some of you, you are imprisoned in your own mind. You're captivated in your mind. The devil has you, amen, entangled in your mind. But God wants to set you free tonight. He wants to take it away tonight. Whatever it is, you know what it is. He said, remember whence thou art fallen. You know when you fell from grace. You know when you fell, amen, from God's word. You know when you went, amen, and was disobedient to the voice of God. But tonight God says, return back unto me, saith the Lord. Amen. I will pardon your sin. I will heal your sin and I will heal your land. Hallelujah. God loves you tonight. He come to heal you. Glory be to God. Amen. At this time, back into your hands, woman of God. Take it away from me, Lord. Take it away. Take it away from me. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We give God thanks tonight. What a word. What a word on tonight to the body of Christ. Amen. What a word to the body of Christ all over the world. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, people of God, I don't believe there was one stone unturned unto night. Amen. But the Lord, tonight, glory be to God. Take it away from me, Lord. Take it away. Whatever it is, amen. Glory to God. Whatever it is. Glory to God. Take it away from me. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. I tell you, people of God, it was just, amen, so much on tonight for us to Jesus. And I tell you, it pierced our very soul on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's what the word, amen, come to do. Amen. To cut asunder. Amen. And to divide. Glory be to God. And the word on tonight, amen, has surely done that. Amen. Glory be to God. And as the man of God, amen, has already, amen, put the call out. Amen. People, God, listen, it's time for us to get it right. Amen. It's time for us to stop shucking and stop jiving. Amen. Glory be to God. But time for us to really, really walk upright. Walk upright before him. Amen. Walk upright before the world. Amen. Because the Lord, amen, wants to show himself mighty in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. But he won't do it. Amen. Glory be to God. If there's all of the things that the man of God has put before us on tonight, glory be to God, we got to come clean. We have got to come clean. Amen. And the Lord is here tonight to take it away. If we yield unto him, glory be to God. Yield, surrender unto the Lord. Amen. We know, people of God, listen, we know ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. And there are things that are within us that the Lord has yet to reveal, but we by far know ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. And God has given us the wherewithal, the mind, amen, that we can yield, amen, unto him. Glory be to God. And he will take it away. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we're going to turn the platform back over to the man of God, amen, Jesus, that he, glory God, amen, if there's any, amen, just in this space and time, if you have considered your ways, if you have considered and you know, glory be to God, that you're not walking upright before the Lord. People of God, now is the time. You hear the voice of the Lord on tonight. Now is the time. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to turn the platform back over to him. Glory to God. And afterwards, amen, we'll take any prayer that may be on the line. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. These are not my words tonight. These words that you heard, amen, they come from the Lord. Amen. Everything that I told you tonight, I can back it up with Bible. Amen. I gave you scripture after scripture, saith the Lord. I'm not preaching my own doctrine. I'm not preaching myself. Amen. I'm not the judge. Amen. Because at the end of the night, I got to make sure that I'm walking right. At the end of the night, when I get finished preaching to you, I got to make sure that I'm living right and that I'm pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. But God wants you to know this is a new year, people of God. Don't continue in your old ways. Don't take the old and bring it into the new. Leave the past in the past and walk in the newness of life. God wants to liberate and set you free. Tonight, if there's anybody on the line, we're going to open up to a brawl tonight, saved or unsaved. Holy Ghost filled or you don't have the Holy Ghost. Tonight, amen, if you're not saved and you heard the word of God tonight and you want to get it right in this new year, you want to live right. You want to forsake all to follow Jesus. Amen. To you that are saved and you know the word of God found you, you know that there's things in your life. Maybe you're not drinking. Maybe you're not smoking. Maybe you're not, amen, playing the lotto and scratching off. Some of us are. Amen. But we got to let it go. Amen. We got to give it up. Amen. You ain't got to scratch off no lotto ticket to get rich. Amen. Let the Lord make you rich. Hallelujah. But tonight, amen. Amen. The God, amen, has pierced your heart. Your heart is under conviction. Amen. And you say, Lord, you're talking to me. Amen. Not, Minister Emmanuel is not talking to you. This is, amen, straight from the mouth of God. God has spoken. God has spoken. Amen. And you heard the voice of God, and you want to set your house in order. Tonight, the line is open to anyone, unsaved or saved, and you want to come and you want to fall on God's mercy. You want to get it right with the Lord tonight. Amen. We want to pray. We're not going in formality and routine. We're going by leading the Lord. Somebody needs to be delivered out there. Amen. It ain't just, amen, the unsaved. We saved people need to be delivered. We saved people need to be set free. Sometimes we need to pray for ourselves that we can get it right. And once we get it right, then we can help somebody else to get it right. Glory be to God. You can't help nobody if you're not even helping yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One time the Lord told me some years back, amen, said you're saving everybody else. Amen. Meaning you're helping everybody else, but you're losing your own self in the process. Amen. You're losing your own self in the process. but you're helping everybody else to get on track. But you, amen, are the one that's getting weak in the faith. Amen. Same way with you tonight. You're praying for everybody else. Amen. But you're forgetting to pray for yourself. But tonight, amen, don't forget the family prayer. Jesus is going to meet you there. When you bow down at the altar, please don't forget the family prayer. Amen. Tonight, amen. If anyone on the line tonight, you see your need for the Lord and you want the Lord to take it away, you want the Lord to deliver you and save you out of all your sins and your troubles, you can come forth tonight. Push star 6. Come on over tonight. We want to pray. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run up into it and they are saved. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyone want the Lord to take it away tonight? Where are you? Where is the true church of God? Where are the real church of God? Where are the people of God? Those that are called by my name. Where are you tonight? Let the real church stand up and come forth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to acknowledge. We got to come clean. We got to come clean with God tonight. Hallelujah. I know everybody don't like this kind of preaching of the gospel. Amen. They want the blessings. They want you to preach about blessings. They want you to preach about prosperity. But what about the preaching of the saving of the soul? That's what got me saved. That's what saved me, was the preaching of the gospel. It wasn't, amen, about the blessings that's going to come. It wasn't about the cars, amen, that I could get. It wasn't about the houses that I could, amen, go and get. But it was about the saving of my soul, what brought me to conviction. Glory be to God. Is there anyone tonight? Anyone? Hallelujah. Whosoever will, let him come. Glory be to God. If not, we're going to pray anyhow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, we thank you for your word that you have delivered unto your people. Huh? Oh God, we thank you, oh God, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Huh? Father God, we pray right now, God, huh, that your word will deal with somebody's heart. Huh? We pray tonight, God, that your word will cause somebody to come out of sin. Huh? Come out of their bed of a fornication. Huh? Come out of their bed of adultery. Huh? Come out of sin tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Let your word convict somebody's heart, huh? Call somebody to do right, huh? Call somebody to love their enemy tonight, huh? Call somebody to forgive those that trespass against them, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Lord, we need you tonight, huh? You said if my people, huh, which are called by my name, huh, which are called by your name, huh, shall humble themselves and pray, huh? Seek your face, huh? Turn from their wicked ways, huh? Then you will hear from heaven, huh? You will forgive their sins, huh? You will heal their land, huh? Your word is right tonight, huh? This way is right, huh? I'm not doubting by the way, huh? Walking in the light, huh? Holiness is right, huh? Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You said in your word, huh? Whosoever, huh, shall call upon the name of the Lord, huh, they shall be saved, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Just call them where you are, people of God. Just call them, huh? Just say Jesus, huh? Call them by his name, huh? His name is Jesus, huh? He will save you from your sins, huh? He will save you, huh? She shall bring forth a son, huh? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, huh? For he shall save his people, huh? From their sins, huh? Right where you are tonight, huh? Call Jesus, huh? Just call him by his name, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Take it away tonight, huh? Take it away, Lord, huh? Take it away is my prayer, huh? It's my prayer tonight, Lord, huh? That you will take it out, huh? Take it out by the root, huh? Jesus, huh? Take out hatred, huh? Take out malice, huh? Take out envy, huh? Take out backbiting, huh? Take out ill will, huh? Take it out tonight, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Take out lying, huh? Take out stealing, huh? Take out cheating, huh? Take out whoremongering, huh? Take out fornication, huh? Take it out tonight, huh? Take it out by the root, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, we want to be saved. We want to do your will. Jesus, Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in that great name. Jesus, 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 we surrender tonight. We yield to you. Jesus, where the prayer warriors at? Help me to call Jesus. Will somebody help me to call Jesus? Unmute the line tonight. And let's call on the name of Jesus. Unmute the line.
All participants are unmuted.
On the name Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, come on and call him, come on and call him tonight, Jesus, somebody need you, Lord, somebody need you, somebody's in trouble, somebody's sick tonight, somebody's burning down, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in that great name, Jesus, in that precious name, in that holy name, Jesus, Jesus, revive your people, Lord, revive us, make us over again, make us over again, Jesus, God is calling you tonight, God is calling you to holiness. God is calling you to righteousness. Jesus, help us to live right. Help us to do right tonight. We want a do right mind. Give us a do right mind. Give us a do right spirit. Jesus, watch us in your blood. Make us whole tonight. Make us whole tonight. Jesus.
Jesus.
Call him by his name, people, God. God has made an altar call tonight. God is calling you tonight. He wants you to call on the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name tonight? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Break up foul ground tonight. Break up that heart that is tame and have turned into cement. Break up the foul ground tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send deliverance tonight. On this prayer, Lord, send deliverance to every home that's represented tonight. Deliver your people, oh, God. Save your people from their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. I know you able, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, Jesus. We need your help, Lord. We're weak, but thou art strong. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our life, God. We'll give your name the praise. We'll give you the glory tonight. Oh, God, you are a great God. Hallelujah, God. You are a great God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. You shall save your people from their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you for this altar call that thou has made. For thou has done it again. Lord, you have done it, Lord. Whereby we are glad. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your great love. Wherewith you have loved us. You paid the price way back on Calvary. With your precious blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. This prayer we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. God, amen. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Right. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight, God, for this word. We thank the Lord on tonight for his messenger. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for this two-night revival. Amen. Glory be to God. This two-night revival, I'm telling you, God has done in this revival on this week. Amen. Glory. We thank God. Amen. We bless him for his messenger. Amen. Glory. Thank God for you, man of God. Thank you for availing yourself to hear what the Lord would say unto his people. And truly the Lord has spoken clearly on tonight. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for access, amen, Jesus, to the throne of grace. Amen. And we cry, we yield unto him. Lord, take it away. Take it away, Lord. Anything that's not like thee, take it away. Glory be to God. Amen. That's our prayer. Amen. And we just give God thanks and praise again on tonight. People of God, we just want to let you know that you certainly can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free unto you. You can simply text us. You can text us and let us know that you would like to have a copy. And people of God, listen, when you get your copy, amen, glory to God, don't just keep it to yourself, but we ask you as well to go ahead and share it with someone else. Amen. Just copy it and share it. Amen. Share it with someone else. Amen. Glory be to God, because everybody, amen, needs to hear this word. Amen. The scripture declares line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Amen. Glory be to God. But it takes all of it to make the whole. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. And tonight you can get a copy of the broadcast. And the number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, for our international listeners, amen, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Reach out to us via WhatsApp. And again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory be to God. As well, you can get a copy if you go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network Facebook page. Amen. You can certainly get a copy out there. Share, amen, click and share, or click, amen, and send this word to someone. Send this word to someone, people of God. Send it, send it, send it, amen. Glory to God, and let this word be a blessing, amen, unto the people of God. Again, we say, you get your copy, don't just hold it, amen, but send it to someone, amen. Glory be to God. Let the Lord lead you, let him guide you. Glory be to God, because the world needs to hear this word. Amen. Glory to God. This salvation message. Amen. Glory be to God. This searching within message. Amen. And amen. Through the word, amen, they can cry, they can yield. Amen. Lord, take it away. Lord, take it away from me. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we thank God for you, man of God. Amen. We pray, amen, the blessed covering over your life, amen, that the Lord would cover you, shield you in his blood, in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, amen, that the Lord would strengthen you, amen, that he would restore unto you the virtue, even now in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, that the Lord would even so, glory to God, strengthen you for the days ahead, amen, that you shall declare this gospel unto the people. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that he will keep you, he will cover you, amen, that he will bless everything that you set your hands to. We pray that he bless you going out, that he bless you coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We pray that he bless your family. We pray that he blesses your ministry, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Again, we cover you, amen. May he shield you, angels about you, to cover you in all that you do, in all that you set your hand to. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. And again, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you for this word. Amen. Yes, sir. It has been a revival. Amen. At the top of the year, at the top of the year, amen, people of God, we must let you know. what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We got so many more days, amen, in this year. Glory be to God. And some of us may not even make it to the end of the year. Amen. But we can surely make sure that we're right. Amen. We can make sure that we're right and standing in the right place in righteousness and truth in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we thank God again for this word. So grateful, amen, to the man of God. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you for final remarks and for the blessing of the line. People of God, don't forget, come back tomorrow night. Amen. Come back, amen, and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we turn it back over to you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Something you just said that was so powerful, it resonated with my spirit. You said we have so many days ahead, but so many of us may not make it, amen, to the end. Amen. People, God, this is a serious, serious business.
Serious.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is serious business. We got to set our house in order. Amen. Make the crooked straight, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. We thank God for the word. I pray that the word has been a blessing to you. Pray that God has given you something to think about. Amen. To mend your ways and your doings, saith the Lord. I make no apologies for what the Lord has given me to say. Everything I said, I gave you scripture to back it up. Amen. So I'm standing on God's word. I'm a Bible preacher, and I preach the word of God. And when I get done preaching to you, I got to live the same message. Glory be to God. I'm asking God to search my heart. Amen. Take out everything that's not like him. I want to be whole, and I want to make it to heaven. Amen. So, people, God, we love you. We're praying for you. Thank you for your patience. Amen. But the Lord, amen, when God is in control, we got to wait on the Lord. Amen. So we don't want to detain you any longer. We thank you, amen, for holding out to the end. Amen. We want to dismiss. Amen. I want to close with this scripture. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 40 and 20. Amen. 29. He giveth to the faint and to them that die, and to he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Peace and blessings be unto you. Seek the Lord while there's still time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and good night.
This concludes our broadcast, people of God, and we will see you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.